Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Arts. I'm your host, Malvin Massey, and of course, every Friday we talk to the movers and shakers of the arts community, the people that are making things happen for your entertainment, benefit, and mine. And our guest today is one who is overwhelming the world of literature with a new book. It's called Zephyr, The West Wind, Final Edition, Chaos Chronicles, Book 1. And the author is the reverse of my favorite author. Instead of J.R.R. Tolkien, this is R.J. Tolson, who is the author of the book. He's here with us today. He's visiting Memphis from Los Angeles and was actually on Live at 9. And we are getting a chance to talk to him. So thrilled that you came here this morning. Good to see you. Good morning, J.R.
Good morning. Thank you.
R.J., I'm sorry. J.R., do you get that much?
Yeah, sometimes. I do.
The Dallas thing started back. It's not as good as it used to be. So tell us a little bit about Zephyr, man, the West Wind.
Zephyr the West Wind's about the main character's name is Zephyr, of course. And it's about a character who is innocent and naive. He's 17 years old in the beginning of the book. And he starts out a strong-willed character who's ignored by the rest of his village for a reason he doesn't know. And he travels through the world trying to find out why his villagers hate him and what he can do to change that, and essentially to find out more about the world itself.
Is this set back in the times of Conan and like that? What's the time frame on?
Yeah, there's no guns. Technology is limited. It's like the medieval times or the Greeks or that kind of time.
What got you to do with this, man? This is radio, so you can't see that this cat is very young, you know, for an author of a book that is very serious book as well. What got you into this, man?
I started writing stories when I was seven or five, and from there on, I finished my first book when I was 17, which became Zephyr the West Wind. I've written over like 300 stories, but they had never been finished, and this is the first one.
So you started this when you were 17?
When I was 17, I finished it when I was 17 also.
Finished when you were 17?
Yeah.
How old are you now?
19.
Okay, that's cool. You had to put all the pieces together. Was that it, writing it a piece at a time? Or?
Yes, it took a long time. It took like 7 months. But it was worth it in the end. Editing also took a few months.
Well, I guess what I'm asking you is what made you start writing? You had to be inspired by something, man.
I mean, the main reason I like writing now is because I'm inspired by how words can connect people through books. You read it and you can connect with someone else. And through that, you can perceive other people's interpretations. So everyone's different, so they all have different ideas, but you're all connected because you're all reading the same story.
Yeah. I had a nice long talk with your mom yesterday, and she's a very, very cool lady. And you're from the D.C. area, actually. She's a prominent attorney up there. What do you think about being out there in Los Angeles on the left coast? You go to what school you go to?
I go to Whittier College.
Whittier. Same school that Richard Nixon went to.
Yeah, sadly. No.
You going to be president?
Hopefully not like him. But no, D.C. is, I love D.C. myself. I grew up in D.C. and in Connecticut because I went to boarding school in multiple places. But LA's a lot different. The weather's just so amazing that I love it there. The weather makes it, and I have family out there. It's great.
You have family out there too.
Yeah, too. So.
And what about Whittier College, man? Is it up to par? Is it up to what you thought it was going to be?
Whittier College is what I thought it would be for sure. It's a nice school. It's small. The campus is beautiful, and I won't say anything more than that.
Well, I think it's just amazing that you've gotten a chance to do this. And are you kind of on a book tour now, or are you just hitting different places as you go along?
I'm doing media tours, so I just appeared on TV, and I'm doing radio, obviously, and then I'll have book signings probably starting next month, and talks.
What do you think about that experience?
it's great. I love meeting new people, being able to talk to people who've read my book. It's awesome.
Now you've gotten into the literary side of it. People your age don't read a lot. Or do they? Do you? What kind of response have you gotten from this book from the age range of people that?
I think there are a lot of people who don't read, but there are also a lot of people who do read because I think you gain knowledge from reading and the experience from other people. And, Harry Potter is the biggest book ever, I think.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people, and Lord of the Rings too, people have read those books. And so that means there's a lot of readers, but also from the literary side comes movies. So in usual, Walking Dead, I think, is a comic series or something before.
Yeah, I think before. It was.
And True Blood, which is a great vampire show, it came from a book too. And so hopefully mine will do the same.
Yeah, Nightwind. Is it Nightwind? What is it? There are a bunch of them. I see promos all the time.
Yeah.
The setting, do you have an affinity for that time, medieval times, Conan, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, for me, I really love the ancient Greeks and ancient Roman times before there were guns, you know, where you had to have skill to battle and to win and to survive. But I think the first place that the book takes place is an island, and it's a small island where there's the ocean around it, and I think that's the perfect place, like the Bahamas, you know, Bora Bora kind of thing.
There was a story, Esau Karn, that was written from a long time ago from, what is the name of it? Anyway, he went to a whole nother world and everything. Did you have difficulty creating your characters? Are there a lot of characters involved? I haven't had a chance to read this book. I'm freaking out.
No, it's there are a lot of characters. I think one thing I didn't really do with this book, though, is exactly, you don't get to know every single character, but I make sure that you get to know the main characters, or at least I try to, and you connect with them, the main cast of characters. And so it wasn't very hard. It just came. It flowed. But it was fun.
If you just tuned in, by the way, this is Spotlight 92. We're talking to R.J. Tolson, who is the author of Zephyr, The West Wind. And this is his final edition of the Chaos Chronicles, but of the first book one. But obviously, like you said, so you don't get to know all the characters right away in this one. That's setting things up for the next one.
Yeah, I think a lot of people forget that, actually, when they read the first book, and there's the second one's not out yet, so.
Are you working on that one now, though?
Yes, it'll be out in the summer.
Wow. How do you find time to do it? How many classes are you taking? You're in grad school, or?
No, I'm not in grad school. I'm an undergrad right now, still, sadly. but I'm taking, let's see, 6 classes, political science classes and English class. So I don't know how I find the time. I organize it. I try my best, and I essentially that's it. Just do my best.
You get a chance to do a lot of things anyway. I mean, guess you have time to write.
Yep.
But now you've got your traveling with the book tour and everything.
Yeah, that's making it really hard, but it's fun. It's worth it.
I'm sure it is. Man. Yeah. It seems like it. Wow, this is a great idea. And there's something to be said about reaching out to get a series started. Is this something that you can carry on? You've almost finished with book 2. How far is it going to go?
It's set for 5 books right now.
Oh, really?
Pendology. But at the moment, you know, it could go farther. It's not set in stone, but it's my outline. I'm thinking 5 books at the moment. So,
in getting a book published, it's a difficult thing. How'd you get that done, man? How'd you know how to do that?
I was originally publishing my work on an online website that's called Wattpad, which is the YouTube for books. It has thousands, millions of books, stories. And essentially, one of my fans, when I had about 40,000 people reading my book at once, was a publisher. And so he found me almost when I almost finished the book and said, you know, we want to publish this. And essentially, from there on, I got published when I was still, 18 by that time?
Yeah. Social media, in other words. So, that's the new way of doing things, I guess.
I was lucky, yeah.
Well, you had a good product, too, though, man. Tell us your character. Give me a little description of him right quick. Zephyr, as far as who is he?
Zephyr is a really – he's very innocent and naive, but he's also very passionate and adventurous. Sometimes he needs things to be really explained to him because he doesn't listen. You know, when you're a kid or teenager and always listen to people. But at the same time, when someone he cares about is affected badly or being hurt or anything like that, he goes out of his way to help them. Or just in general, he goes out of his way to help most people. He makes mistakes like everybody else too.
Yeah, this is an adventure story though.
Yeah, it's adventure. He leaves his village, goes out into the world he's never been in. There are monsters, powers, everything.
Well, this had to be fun playing with your imagination.
It was fun. Yeah, it was nice. It was fun. It's fun reading it. I mean, it's fun reading it. I know it so well that I can't reread it, but it was fun to write.
Right on. And you said, again, I had forgotten it. You said that you had written hundreds of stories, but this was the first one to complete it.
Yeah, it was just the first one that I actually finished. I just never finished the other stories.
Are they all in the same vein, or are you diversifying?
Oh, no, they're totally different stories, each of them.
Really?
Different. I mean, there might be series that I had written at one point, but they're lost now from when I was 10, 12, you know, 13.
Wow. But, you know, your imagination is so vivid when you're that young. Your mom had to encourage you to do this. I'm sure she did.
Yeah, she did. Once she found out, she did. I kind of did it on my own, kind of a secret thing. I didn't tell anyone. And then when I actually... Well, I was afraid that it wasn't going to be very good. So when I posted it online and people had actually, you know, I got about 25,000 people reading my book with each chapter being posted, I told my parents about it and my mom. And from there on, she was supporting me and everything like that. So
40,000 people.
I had 40,000, probably about halfway through the story, and I finished with about, I'm not sure, maybe 120,000, something wow. like that in total.
Were you surprised?
Yeah, I was really surprised. I was really happy and surprised.
Yeah.
And excited.
I mean, that's instant recognition. I love it, the idea of social media. And you're a perfect example of how things have progressed over the years now, that you can use it to your advantage. And then to have a product, too, though, to have a good story, that's also the other thing, too. I guess you can pump this one for all it's worth. Now you're out there in La La Land on the left coast. You're actually where they make the movies and everything.
Yeah, hopefully yeah. it'll be found. That'd be great. I wouldn't mind that.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, man, then there'll be music involved in it and the whole nine yards.
I wish John Williams would do the feature for the music, but he's retired, so sadly that's not going to happen.
I think he might come out of retirement and do something cool like
that
this.
That would be great.
But Hans Zimmer, that's who I think.
Hans Zimmer
that's
is
who
also
I
here,
hear.
Yeah.
Because I love these sort of books, too. Like I awesome. Said, Dr. Tolkien was one of my favorite authors of all time. I took, like, probably 10 years reading that series over and over again.
That's great. Lord of the Rings is great.
Yeah.
The Hobbit.
This could be that. This could be like that, I think.
I hope so. Thank you. That's a compliment.
Yeah. I mean, The Hobbit, that was when I was in the Air Force. A friend of mine brought that book to my apartment. And he said, check it out. I said, man, this is a comic book. I mean, this is a kid's book, you know. He said, no, read the book. And I started reading The Hobbit. And before it was over, I've got the Silmarillion at home. You know, I just got all the way
That's
into
awesome.
It.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. And the writing. Did you pick a style or is this your own style of writing?
Oh, no. I just wrote. I think it's my own style of writing. Everyone's influenced by other authors that they've read. Like I've read, you know, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, tons of books, Pendragon. But it comes together to make your own style of writing, how you write, how you imagine things. Supposedly my writing's very vivid, but, you know, I lack in some other places, but it's very vivid, like a lot of authors. So hopefully it's my own, I think it is.
Right on. Well, once again, the book is Zephyr, The West Wind, final edition of the Chaos Chronicles, book one. The author, R.J. Tolson. Who is here with us this morning and headed back for Los Angeles. Got to go back to class.
Yeah, got to head back.
Man, that is so cool, though, that you're getting a chance to do all this. And you are a very talented author. I'm looking forward to reading Zephyr.
Thank you.
Getting into the story. And this has been Focus on the Arts. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.